Morning, Ireland, and it's 9 minutes to nine. And to some breaking news now, a man has been arrested in Dublin in connection with the murder of Annie McCarrick, the 26-year-old American woman who went missing 32 years ago. Paul Reynolds, RTE's crime correspondent, has the story. Paul, what more can you tell us?
Well, Samantha, this man is in his 60s. He was arrested by detectives from the Serious Crime Unit in Irish Town in West Dublin this morning. He's been arrested on suspicion of murder. I understand he was an associate of Annie McCarrick at the time. He knew her, and he has been a person of interest in this investigation for some time. He's being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act and can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Now, Gardaí are also searching a house in Clondalkin in West Dublin as part of this investigation. They say that the search has been carried out by the South Central Divisional Search Team, supported by the Garda National Technical Bureau. They say it has the support of other state agencies and external expertise if that is required. They've also imposed a temporary restricted airspace in the area this morning. And this is the first arrest in this investigation.
This is the first ever arrest, is it, Paul, despite the court case examination?
Yeah, I mean, people remember Annie McCarrick was originally from New York. She lived in St. Catherine's Court in Sandy Mount in Dublin, and she went missing on the 26th of March 1993. The last confirmed sighting of her was captured on CCTV shortly before 11 o'clock that morning. That was at the AIB Bank on Sandy Mount Road, and people will remember those images. There were also reported sightings of her in Sandy Mount, in the Sandy Mount Green area, boarding a number 44 bus to Enniskerry at the Johnny Fox's pub. When she came to Ireland, she'd settled in Sandy Mount, and she worked as a waitress in the Courtyard restaurant in Donnybrook and in the Cafe Java in Leeston Street. She had bought groceries on the morning of her disappearance on the 26th of March 1993 in the local shopping centre, Quinsworth, on Sandy Mount Road. And that was confirmed by a receipt that was found in unpacked shopping bags, which were later found in her apartment. She was reported missing 2 days later by a friend. Now, initially, this case was treated as a missing persons inquiry, but it has been reviewed over the years, particularly by the Garda Serious Crime Review Team, the so-called Cold Case Unit. And 2 years ago, it was upgraded to a murder inquiry, and a number of lines of inquiry were reactivated as the Garda went back over all the details of the case. And there was a person of interest identified, and the Garda obviously feel this morning they have enough information gathered and evidence gathered to put this suspect, who has now been arrested on suspicion of murder, is now in a Garda station and being detained and questioned.
And Annie McCarrick, it's arguably one of the most well-known missing person cases in the state. There's been huge publicity, as you say, with those renewed appeals for information in recent years. Is that likely to have led to where Gardaí are today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously developments in the case, they've consistently over the years appealed for information and for people to come forward, and it's clear that they have developed lines of inquiry and got their information and their evidence to such a standard that they believe that they can carry out this arrest. And it's an arrest on suspicion of murder. There are other missing persons cases which have also been upgraded to murder. We know the case of Jojo Dollard, for example. There was an arrest in that case, and there is a suspect in that case as well, and that investigation is continuing. I mean, in these cases, most recently, for example, if you look at the case of Tina Satchwell, that was originally a missing persons inquiry, subsequently upgraded to murder. A second search was carried out, new evidence was gathered, and then a successful prosecution in this case. So the Gardaí will always make the case that they don't give up on these cases. They keep their appeals for information. They keep searching for new evidence. They've clearly got new evidence in this case, which has enabled them to mount an arrest of a suspect who's now been questioned this morning.
More on this throughout the day, no doubt, but RTE's crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thanks for bringing us that breaking news. It's 5 to 9.